Our Metro Form preview here. In fact, our Metro Form Express will be covering race meetings and hopefully helping you find a winner on Australia Day at Warwick Farm. Morpheville, the meeting in Queensland today at Ipswich, Belmont, Launceston tonight, Hanging Rock, Wagga with Ian Humphreys, Harness Racing from Stall and Mildura, and also we've got some Greyhound action, Trelgan Cup night tonight. And they're also racing at the Meadows and Ballarat. But Shane Montgomery joins us now. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
What do you like there at Warwick Farm?
I like race three, number two, Tahinga, who's a lightly race three-year-old. He stylishly opened his account at Newcastle last start. That race, Gareth, already produced strong subsequent form. He was only third up on the day. I think he can already take the next step in town. Race three, number two, Tahinga. And hopefully the best is in the next race, race four, number seven, Fire, who trialled earlier this month at Rose Hill. He's first up. He's a lightly raced three-year-old, and he's very suitably placed in this class. The short journey, 1,000 metres, should be ideal for him fresh. That's race four, number seven, Fire.
All right, then what about a quaddie?
Yeah, in the first leg, 3, 5, 8, 9. The second leg, 1, 3, 9, and 10. These are in sailor cloth order. In the third leg, 2, 4, 5, and 6, and in the final leg, 1, 4, 5, 9.
Good punting, Shane.
Thanks, Gareth. Good night.
Nadia Horn joins us now to preview the Murray Bridge meeting in South Australia. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How do we back a winner there at Murray Bridge?
Well, we're going to kick it off in race three, number 14, Yellow Idol. She's had a bit of experience. She's lining up for a seventh race start. She started her career in Victoria. Obviously, Philip Stokes trained her and has switched her back to Adelaide to get her confidence up. And since she's been back there, she's been a runner-up at her last two starts. Now, she gets into this maiden today, and I really don't think there looks to be any real world beaters in it. She's betting about 260. I think that's a fair enough quote. And obviously, she gets in on the minimum with a 54.5 from a positive draw. So she's going to get a chance to win. That's race three, number 14, Yellow Idol. I think there's a couple that represent good value today too. Race six, number four, Captain Solo. Now, they're betting 550. I think on an each-way basis, that might be a pretty safe bet. He's going to settle just off speed. He's had two runs back this prep. They've both ended up being good runs when he's been placed on both occasions. But what I really like is his late closing splits. You know, he had the third best last 600 for the meeting at that meeting at Strath last time out. So he should improve into this from a good draw. He's set to peak. That's race six, the four. And the other horse I like comes up in race seven, number 15, Maiden Milan. Now, she doesn't win out of turn, but she's the type of mare who looks well-placed in this. She was good first up, and that might have just taken that little bit of an edge off her over 1,200 because they took her to Bordertown, and she was well in the market, and she was disappointing. So I feel back to this type of grade here today where she gets in well with only 58.5 in this class. She's going to prove something to beat now that she's had those two runs under her belt. And once again, she's good value at around 750. So the three horses we like are race three, the 14, race six, the four, and race seven, number 15. And our quaddie today, we go 2, 3, 6, 8, the first leg, 3, 6, 8, 9, 10, the second, 1, 2, 4, 6 in the third leg, and 10, 11 and 15 in the last.
Good on you, Nadi. Good luck.
Cheers. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn there. We might get the scratchings and track conditions there at Murray Bridge this afternoon, Cosy.
Yeah, fine there today. I thought they'd be saying hot, but they're saying fine. Rails had 7 metres, 800 to the post, 4 metres, 1,200 shoot, 3 metres, the 1,800 to the 1,000, including the 2,000 metre and 1,800 metre shoots. Now, repeat those back and write them down. Total of 9, had a good 4. Now, today, race 3, emergencies, 15, 16, 17 out. So commanding, hooked on Jimmy and Alatun. 15, 16, 17, races 1 and 2 clear. The 4th, Panat 7, Liberty Power, number 7. Race 5, clear, race 6, scratch 12, go boo boo, number 12. And race 7, put a line through 2, Vindex, 5, better. 8, Little Piper, and 13, Anjar, 2, 5, 8, 13. Couple of riders there, and the 3rd, 4, Palatone is Gary Lowe. 12, Star Lockett, Stacey Metcalf. In the 4th, number 6, 2 Odd Socks, Todd Pennell. Number 8, Yolana is Christo Sedelic. And race 6, 4, Captain Solo is Jessica Eaton.
All right, then. They're racing at Ipswich up there in Queensland. And Hal Walter joins us now to preview this card. Good morning to you, Howard.
Good morning to you, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddy, please?
We'll start off in race 5, number 4, Archery Butts. Now, this originally was a Bow Desert race meeting, and then yesterday afternoon they inspected that track and they decided there was a section that wasn't suitable, so they moved it to Ipswich, and that makes me more bullish about number four, Archery Butts. Now, he won two in a row at Kilcoy in Ipswich. Very good wins, just given his rein at the start, straight to the front and strong at the line. Went to Sunshine Coast last start, drew wide. There was a little bit of on-pace opposition, but I just thought the jockey was too keen to take a sit. Track was also a heavy nine. The horse took a sit and really just didn't give in the straight. I just like these freewheelers to be given their rein, go to the lead. So from gate three, Frad back aboard. It's an each-way price. Race five, number four, Archery Butts. And then, Gareth, race eight, number six. It's a slugfest over 2,550 metres. And when you go through this field, there's more distanced outs in the race than there are horses that are sure to stay. And I like number six, Like a Beal. Horse's hard and fit. Kilcoy last start, I didn't think that track would suit him at all, a small track, but he ran on very strongly late to be beaten less than a length by King's Row. They meet again here today. That was over only 1,900. I think over 2,550, Like a Beal's got King's Row covered. I dare say his dangers are probably Scalago and Berry Road, but Like a Beal's a nice price each way. Good barrier. Siren Fork was aboard last start for the first time, and he keeps the ride. So race eight, number six, Like a Beal. Now, as far as the quaddie goes, first leg, look, these horses are either first up from a spell or having only their second career start. So it's not the safest play, but I'll suggest in the first leg, 3, 5, 8 and 10. In the second leg, I'd just take 6 and 8. I'd risk number 7 running the strong 1,350. So second leg, just 6 and 8. In the third leg, 2, 5, 6 and 7, probably more units of 2, 5 and 6. They're the three horses I mentioned that should stay. And in the final leg, look, you had a $1.55 favourite, which won well first up, suffered from heat stress second up and hasn't won since. So I just think it's too short. I think you've got to take it, but two others. So in the final leg, take 8, 10 and 11. And if you want a play of the day, go back to race 8, the Stayers race, Box Quinella, 2, 5 and 6.
Don't get them today, Howard.
Good on you, Gareth. Enjoy the heat.
There's Howard Walter there. Scratchings, track conditions at Ipswich, Cozzy.
Overcast, rail out 5 the entire circuit, and a good 4. They got a total of 27 out. Now, race 1 is clear. Race 2 put a line through 1 Mexican Star, 2 Zora, 7 Temptress Katie, and 8 Aurora Dancer, 1, 2, 7 and 8. Third pull out 5, Hombre Volante, 7 Simply Rose, and 12 Regal Eyes, 5, 7 and 12. The fourth scratch 6 Bay Street, 8 Publican's Purse, and 10 Cyclone Blackie, 6, 8 and 10. Race 5 clear, race 6 pull out 2, Lucky Exchange, 4 A Call from Heaven, 6 Eccentric, 7 I Wanted, 9 Miss Tapestry, 11 Carry On Dragon and 13 My Shimana, 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, 11 and 13. Race 7, scratch 5, Side Kiss, number 5. The 8th pull out 3, So Your Magic, 10 Force Me, 11 Gullfoss and 15 Date of Favour, 3, 10, 11, 15. And race 9, you can put a line through 1 Apple Cross, 2 Clickety Clicks, 4 Squirrel Hunter, 5 Who Shot Maggie, and 9 Songzilla. It's a good 4, overcast the round at 5 for the entire circuit.
Really looking forward to the meeting at Launceston tonight. The Kevin Sharkey Launceston Guineas highlights the program. Also the Launceston Stakes, Wait for Age over the 1,200 metres. And Colin McNiff, the voice of Tassie Racing, joins us here on RSN 927. Good morning to you, Colin.
Morning, Gareth.
Always exciting to see a young horse like an Alpine Wolf race. He's been so impressive this prep, and he steps up to the 2,100 metres for the first time in tonight's Launceston Guineas. Your thoughts there?
Well, the way he won the Tasmanian Guineas in Hobart over 1,600 metres, his first try suggests he'll have little difficulty with the 2,100 metres. His trainer, Barry Campbell, said he would have liked to have given him another run over the mile before trying the 2,100 metres, but the way the cards are dealt, this is the way the races have been programmed, and he's very confident the horse will run the 2,100 metre trip, and he's been very well supported, up about $1.95. He's into around $1.50, so punters pretty keen to get on.
Is he a good thing in your eyes, Cole?
I think so. It's a little hard to line up the Victorian form. Patrick Payne's horse looks okay. It's now being cared for by Adam Trinder down here in Tasmania. The bottom one, number 10, Bundle of Fun, who's won 2 from 6, and both the wins have been over 16 and 1,700 metres, so looks to staying tight, and Patrick's a pretty smart type of guy to send one down, so he does look the hardest to beat. In fact, I think he certainly got the Tasmanian contingent covered. It's whether or not any of the the Victorians that have come across, Ashy Boy Medal, or as I mentioned, the one down the bottom there, Bundle of Fun, if they can get close to him.
Mitchell Beers assured me that the blinkers are in the bag today, so Medal will be wearing the blinkers colour, and he says he'll be suited by the extra trip, and the blinkers will definitely help him. So he might be worth a punt, $3.40 the place anyway.
Yeah, he was fair in Hobart in the Guineas, fifth behind Alpine Wolf, beaten 5.5 lengths. But as you say, yeah, they forgot to put the blinkers on, which is just staggering.
And Beyond's $1.90 favourite in the Ladbroke Stakes at Wait for Age. GG second over at 4.20. Are you surprised with the money for this favourite?
Not really. He's a highly promising horse. He's a lightly raced 5-year-old, 10 starts, 7 wins. We've seen him go across and perform okay in Melbourne. Look, his form recently has been okay. He won nicely in Hobart back in November. Had no luck whatsoever in the Newmarket handicap. Was only beaten 2 3/4, finishing 8th. And then last time was pretty strong behind the Inevitable, who did win comfortably. But And Beyond was by far and away the best of the others in the conquering over 1,400 metres. So I think it does look to be his chance to really stamp himself as a weight for age performer here tonight. It's not an overly strong field. In fact, to be perfectly honest, a little disappointing, this Ladbroke Stakes. So he really does get his chance to say, I'm here and I can handle these sorts of occasions.
What are your better bets on this program, Colt?
I have to wait till late. The last two races, I think, race 8, number 5, Reward Achiever. This horse has been beaten by the barrier at her most recent outings. Third at Devonport from barrier 13, and then second at Devonport from barrier 11. She drew barrier 12 last week and they scratched her, and they've come up with barrier 2 here tonight. So I think Reward Achiever is a good thing in the second last. And I really wrapped in this horse called Epic Song that goes around in the last. It's resuming after a little bit of a break. It's only had the 4 starts. It's 1-2, been placed twice. Won at Longford in the trial last Tuesday, so 8 days ago. Won very impressively. And I think Cody Jordan can bring us home with the last two winners on the card. Both number 5s. Race 8, number 5. Race 9, number 5.
Do you have a quaddie for us, Cole?
It looks pretty skinny, doesn't it, really? I mean, gee, we've got some shorties going around in the legs of the quaddie. We hopefully can get the quaddie multiple times, because the first leg is Alpine Wolf, who's a $1.50 chance. Another odds on favourite in race 7 in And Beyond. And then we've got the two my two best bets in the last. But probably in the first leg, take Alpine Wolf first out. I think in the second leg, 6-2, throw GG second over and can never be denied in these types of races. Reward Achiever, really keen on it. I think there's only one danger, number 8, Aush in Canton, 5-8 in the third leg, and just 5-1 out, Epic Song in the last. So a pretty skinny quaddie there tonight, but it does look as though it's going to be a favourite tonight.
Good on you, Cole. Good calling.
Good on you, Gareth. Thanks, mate.
There we go. Colin McNiff, always great to catch up with Colin. Racing at Belmont. It's another marathon program there in the West this afternoon. Hello to you, Pete.
Yeah, good day, Gareth.
How do we back a winner there at Belmont? There's plenty of opportunities. 12 races.
Yeah, just trying to pick out which are the best betting races. I've quite a few of these fields, although they're big in size, they just have a very long tail to them. But look, if we start off in race 4, Platinum Label, the 2, just wasn't suited at all last start. It was an incredibly slowly run race. I think the leader changed a few times, went from 1 out, 1 back to last, and about 2 lengths last, entering the straight, and just it was impossible to make up any ground. But if you go back to start before, that's a pretty nice form race. And look, from gate 2, Holly Watson really just has to get the horse out of the gate to get it in a half-decent spot. Should be able to hold leaders back or, at worst, 3 back defence. But I'm expecting the inside and on-pace runners will be better suited there at Belmont today. Look, Platinum Label, $6. I think that's a pretty decent price. I've got it marked closer towards 4. So start off in race 4, number 2, Platinum Label.
Then where do we go, Pete?
We'll skip across to race 7. We'll just touch on this race because I was keen to play Knights of Mystery and Save State of Power. Now, unfortunately, the 1 Garage Days and 2 Premium Choice, which are both in single figures, have both been scratched, which is very frustrating. But I'll just keep an eye on how this market plays late. It's a bit difficult to back one, save the other now, but I'll basically just stick with Knight's Mystery as the better chance there. I think it should be able to go straight to the front, kick clear. It's only 1,000 metres, and it should be too fast for most of these. State of Power is the obvious danger for me, so Knight's Mystery there in race 7. And then we'll jump to race 11, which is probably my best bet on the card, just given the overlay I have. But Satin Black just wasn't quite in the right spot last start when Willie Pike was on board. Shooter McGrady jumps back on board. He's got a really good affinity with this horse. I think he should be able to put it in the first 4 or 5 runners. And again, if you just go off what its previous figures were, it's more than capable of winning this race. Mrs. America is a $2 favourite, and I could not have it any longer than $6 at this stage. I've been trying to find it, trying to post it, and I just don't understand how it's that short. So I think that's a great betting race. Satin Black, $10. Have to have something on.
Good on you, Pete. Enjoy Australia Day.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Pete Anthony. So race 4, number 2, race 7, number 4, and race 11, number 7 is his best bet. So that's Satin Black, $10 there in the 11th race at Belmont in Western Australia. Hanging Rock, it's always a great meeting on this day. Hopefully the Kangaroos stay away. And Harry White joins us now to preview this card. G'day, Harry.
Good morning, Gareth.
Before we get your selections for the quaddy leagues, we'll have a look at the track conditions and the scratchings here with Sean Cosgrove.
Now, today they're saying a hot day, hand the rounders two for the entire circuit. It is a good four. We've got a total of 21 of them out. Race 1, Tank Out 3, Jamcra, 7, Mongolian Flame, 13, Ali Rock, and 14, Dalyapur's Turf, 3, 7, 13, 14. Race 2, put a line through 2, King's Anne, 7, Miss Luminari, 13, Beatles, and 14, King Aviator, 2, 7, 13, 14. Third, Scratch 6, Danaya, number 6. The fourth, Take Out 6, Do It in Purple. 8, Michaela's Pride, number 11, Me Fiore, and 14, Ambusher, 6, 8, 11, 14. The fifth, Emergencies, 11 through to 14, Don't Get a Run, 11 through to 14. Race 7, Scratch 5, Sabit, 8 Without Excuse, 12 Frank the Yank, and 13 Weave That Web. That's 5, 8, 12 and 13.
Harry, the first leg of the quaddy kicks off in race number 4. Jekyll and Hyde's the favourite for Simon Morris at $3.40. Lacetti's at $11. The Onion Thief at $4.40. My King's Council at $8. So Belafonte at $9. Blazing Lace at $6.50. And then we go to Dark It Up at $8 here.
Just awkwardly away last start, but still finished off well enough. I think being somewhat forgiving of that all form beforehand was solid, and that would indicate to me that this is a race. Realistically, he should be winning despite giving weight to the field. The Onion Thief comes through the same race, was okay. Her overall form's better than how it first reads on face value. My King's Council might be best suited over the jumps these days, but I think can still prove competitive. And then I've got Blazing Lace as next best. 1, 3, 4, 7.
Wolf Whistle at $4.60 in race number 5 is the favourite, the benchmark 52. King's Hand, $9. Dynamic Moss at $4.60. Cosmic Scoop, $9. Flying Basil at $6. Stay a While's the favourite here at $4.60. And those are the horses here under double figures, Harry.
Let's go with number 3, Dynamic Moss. Was narrowly beaten at Track and Trip 3 back, has raced on well since, albeit without winning. This trip does seem to be the peak of her distance range, but from the inside draw, she can be prominent. She should just get a chance. To beat the favourite, Stay a While, has been racing well in better company. Still only has that one win to her name in 23 starts, though. Wolf Whistle coming off a freshen looks a main hope, and that's reflected in the market. And then I've chucked in Flying Basil as next best. 3, 9, 1, 5.
The feature is race 6, the Bet 365 Hanging Rock Cup. Strategic Phil at $6, Caught Deep. Dave Eustace gave him a good push this afternoon at $2.70. Dubai Dominion at $10. And then we have Pearlman at $4. Helmerton at $4.60. And so it's the third favourite, Helmerton. And the favourite, Caught Deep at $2.70 here, Harry.
I'm quite keen on the favourite, Gareth. Caught Deep can lead, dictate, and prove hard to run down. He beat All Bar a Tearaway winner last start over the trip. After racing well at Pakenham prior, I think if the weather prediction is right, and we do have a bit of rain by this point in the day and a track downgrade, that won't faze him. Helmerton should appreciate dropping back in trip, maps for the run of the race. Strategic Phil swaps out blinkers for winkers, maps to park just off Caught Deep in the run, so gets every chance. And then Dubai Dominion, the other key hope, 2, 6, 1, 3.
And the final race over the 1600, benchmark 58. Hendrick is the $2.40 favourite. El Santo at $3.60. Burley Boy at $3.60. Regal Ballerina a $6.50 chance. And then we go down to Sarnia at $10.
I just think the latest two runs of Hendrick would win a race like this. Maybe from the low draw, they opt to sit closer in the run. I think she'll prove hard to beat. El Santo gets in nicely weighted with the booking of a 3 kilo claimer. Should be hard fit now, third up. Burley Boy was a second up winner last prep, albeit in maiden grade and maps to lead. So should have no excuses. And then I thought Regal Ballerina looked to be the other key winning hope. 2-1-3-4.
Best bets, quality numbers once again, and the play of the day. Thank you, Harry.
Best, it's odds on, but race 2, number 9, Breadcrumbs. Value, there's not much about. We'll call this the next best. Race 1, number 10, Champagne Miami. Quaddy, first leg, 1-3-4. Second leg, 1-3-5-9. Third leg, 1-2-3-6. Last leg, 1-2-3-4. Play of the day, we'll have an all-up race 3, number 2, into race 4, number 1, Jekyll and Hyde.
Race 3, number 2, and race 4, number 1.
Yeah, that's the all-up.
Do you know what I'm thinking, Harry, today? Everybody's heading out to Hanging Rock. So I think we have a Harry White parlay as we play some Hanging Rock music here. Cozzy, beautifully done in the background. We go race 1, number 10, race 2, number 9, race 3, number 2, race 4, number 1. And I liked your confidence in the cup. And I like David Eustace's confidence with Caught Deep in the cup. So race 6, number 2.
Sounds lovely.
Beautiful. What about at Caulfield, mate? Do you have a winner there?
Yeah, look, there's a few shorties around, which doesn't take a genius to find, but I think there's some serious depth in the Phillies Blue Diamond preview. The Galagotis runner, Miss Rosiano, looked really smart in the Pakenham trial, and I think you can get around $7. So, obviously, a field of with plenty of unknowns, but Miss Rosiano looks like she can really run a race at a nice enough price.
Good on you, Harry. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
Here's Harry White, Cozzy. Working beautifully here. Explain to our listeners what you're just playing in the background.
It's the theme from the movie, Picnic at Hanging Rock. Races are on there today. It's Australia Day, so we're just Aussieing up all day long.
Did you star in that?
No.
No.
No. More like Beauty and the Beast. I wasn't the beauty there.
He and Humphreys joins us now because they're racing at Wagga Wagga this afternoon. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets and quality numbers, please.
Best, race 3, number 4, Smugglers Bay. He had a tough run second up at Canberra. He again draws an Orchid Barry today, but with the right luck, I think he'd be winning this race. He's had four starts at the 1,000 metres for 3 wins, and I think he looks hard to beat here. So he's the best, race 3, number 4. And then go to the next race, race 4, number 4 again, Loving Silla. I thought there were only 2 chances to start with, him and Zarafa. Zarafa's been scratched, so Loving Silla going really well this time in. We appreciate getting to 2,000 metres, so see the next best, race 4, number 4. The Quaddy, the first leg, just numbers 2, 3, 6. Second leg the same, 2, 3, 6. Load up the third leg, 1, 3, 6, 7, 9, and 11. And just 3 chances, the last 1, 12, and 14.
Good on you, Ian. Who wins the Super Bowl from...
Oh, hope for the Rams now.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up, but your Buffalo Bills.
Buffaloes, how stiff are they, hey?
Yeah, they've got to change those rules, don't they?
Oh, ridiculous. Josh Allen did nothing wrong all day and got beaten.
It's frustrating, yeah, isn't it? Watching it, thinking, I'm not going to get another crack at it here.
No, that's right. Not the crazy rules, but they've been happening for years. Happened in the Super Bowl once the same thing happened. So,
yep.
Americans, they won't change.
Good on you, Ian. Good punting, good tipping.
Okay, mate. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ian Humphreys there. They're racing at Stall and the Trots, also at Mildura. And we'll preview 3 meetings with George Ferugia because it's the Meadows in Ballarat, the traditional Wednesday meetings, and it's also Traralgon Cup night with their new track there at Traralgon. And we have a really good cup race as well. Some of the best greyhounds in the country doing battle there. But Robbie Orbit joins us because he's heading to Stall this afternoon. G'day, Rob.
Yes, good morning, Gareth. Beautiful day. Looking forward to Stall, another very tricky program. Looking for a best bet. I thought maybe race 2, number 2, Rock and Roll Opal. Gets his chance from the draw. He's a good beginner and should be very hard to run down. Looking for a value bet, maybe race 3, number 6, Teddy Runkle. Certainly had a good hope. And my roughie for today is in the first today. Gareth, race 1, number 5, Allaward Bob. I thought he had an each-way chance at around $6 or $7, so he might be worth having a ticket on. As far as the Quaddy at Stall today, it's a pretty tricky program. First leg, I went 5 Mistake ahead of 4 Sunshine in Paradise, 9 Tuesday's Edition and 2 Galati, so 5, 4, 9 and 2 in the first leg. Second leg, 10 Loco Sheffield at each-way odds from 1 Mighty Regal, 6 Presidential Art, and 4 Beryl's Grin, so 10, 1, 6 and 4. Third leg at a Quaddy, 6 Rocks Aren't Pets, ready to win, should go close from 2 East Bro Erin, One Glenfrey Devotee and three Outside Fighter, 6-2-1 and 3 in the final leg today. I thought 7 Keying Silvani ahead of 5 Sea Lover and 9 Up and Adam. So 7, 5 and 9 for the last leg of the quaddie. So they're my thoughts for Stall today.
Great stuff, Robbie. Enjoy Stall.
See you, mate. Bye.
There's Robbie Orber there. Luke Humphreys is calling Mildura tonight. Good morning to you, Luke. What are we tipping at Mildura?
Yeah, g'day, Gareth. Happy Australia Day, everyone. In the first, the best bet comes up in the first, and it is in number one. So race one, number one, the best on the card. Let Me Rock is the best bet. Michael Norman's the trainer driver. This is a horse that's it's got a second 3 runs to go at Victor Harbour behind Ullawong Paris. That was at Victor Harbour 27th of last month, and horse was beaten 31 metres by Ullawong Paris there, so he was beaten a long way, but Ullawong Paris came out, won a fast class race here at Mildura on the 4th of this month, so I think Let Me Rock is well placed when you look at it from that perspective, and he saw run at Mildura was an easy win, so I think he's clearly the one to beat race one, number one, Let Me Rock, and he gets 185 at the moment on the Tabfix odds. The other best bet on the program comes up in race seven. That's where we see the value bet in race seven. Number eight, Sabreur. This is a horse that's got two victories in a row against his name from Globe Derby going back to Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. The victory on New Year's Day, the horse was able to beat Dancing Finn by a neck, which is pretty good form. So I think he's an interesting runner, and is the value bet of the night in race seven is number eight, with the best bet race one, number one, value race seven, number eight. Quaddie Gareth, first leg 1 and 8. That's race 5. Second leg race 6, 3 and 7. Third leg race 7, 6, 7 and 8. And then the fourth leg race 8, 2, 4 and 6. And that'll be $36 for the 4-year.
Good on you, Luke. Good calling at Mildura.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
It's a big day in the dogs across Victoria. George Ferrugia joins us. G'day, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
We'll start off with the Meadows, and we'll go to Ballarat, and then I'll get your opinion at Traralgon for their cup meeting tonight. What about the Meadows? It's the day meeting, first of all.
Yeah, look, there's a few maidens to kick us off, so hard to gauge without some exposed form. But there's not much value there today, but we've got one in the last race. Race 12, number 1, Nifty Nanga. First run back from a spell was good. Does his best racing from inside draws. And at his best, Gareth, he should be winning this race. He's in tomato sauce odds, but as I said, he's probably the best on the program. Race 12, number 1. Quaddy numbers 2, 3 and 7 into 1, 3, 6 and 8 into 1, 3, 4 and 8 into 3 and 7 to bring us home. Ballarat tonight, race 3, number 7, a greyhound called Soleus. He's only had the 2 starts, guys. Was really impressive on debut. Ran second and was far from disgraced last start as well. And I just having a look at the field, he's an opportunity just to win again here. As I said, his win on debut was very impressive, and I think he can make it 2 wins out of 3. Race 3, number 7. Quaddie numbers 1, 4, and 8 into number 8, 1 out, which is Immunity, into number 6, 1 out, which is True Kalinda. And we come home with 1, 2, 6, and 7. And just quickly, Gareth, just having a look now, Typhoon Sammy has been scratched from the Traralgon Cup. So that race pretty much turned on its head.
Yes, that's a big scratching. He was the favourite, wasn't he? Typhoon Sammy, so Lala Kiwi, I would imagine, from box one will be the firm favourite now.
Yeah, and obviously Power of Buddy. Who
gains a start,
Power of Buddy gains a start, and obviously he took out the Bendigo Cup, and he was his first run back from the spell where he did run second, so he's going to be a chance. I'm going to stick with More Source now, just off the box draw. As we said, Gareth, its record, this greyhound is outstanding. It's won 21 out of 33, very solid record from wide draws. Was having its first look at Traralgon, like most of them last week, in fairness, but ran 21.66, and I thought his run was very, very good. So I'm on More Source now with the scratching of Typhoon Sammy.